Is the state planning some inflation relief? Two arrests in the same court in the same day for one defendant. Western Mass summer driving worries. And one candidate for state senate holds a meeting for a ballot initiative to preclude driver's licenses for illegals. It's Thursday, June 30th, 2022.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Great to have you with us today. Welcome aboard. The weather is lovely. More specifically, mostly sunny today, a high of 85. The winds are west-southwest, 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear, low of 58. The winds are southwest, 5 to 10. Ultraviolet index at 8. Humidity at 44%. Well, some Western Mass birthday people today include John DeVoy of Hot Table fame, Colby Joseph, and Devin Bakum. A very happy birthday to you in Western Mass if it's your birthday today. Mayor Sarno, Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan, Peter Picnelli, and development officials will hold a special press conference today to announce an economic development opportunity along the Connecticut River in the North Riverfront Park area. And according to the mayor, the possibilities are endless and could help address many pressing needs for the city and the state, such as a new state-of-the-art courthouse facility with amenities, while creating more of that good four-letter word, jobs. Those are the words of Mayor Sarno. This one's just too good not to share with you. He was one court appearance short of a hat trick, if you will, but two in the same court on the same day, well, that's pretty unique. In one case, the defendant was appearing on charges of driving without a license and marijuana possession over 1 pound. Trooper Provost noticed that the defendant's main driver's license was still suspended. The court released the defendant on his own recognizance with the condition that he does not drive until he's properly licensed. Trooper Provost soon observed the same defendant in the courthouse parking lot, getting into the driver's seat of a Toyota SUV with a Florida plate and driving away. Trooper Provost was also leaving the courthouse in his fully marked cruiser and stopped the SUV. The driver, Eves Dubach, 43, of Biddeford, Maine, was the defendant in the case for unlicensed operation and marijuana charges. So, after handcuffing the man and securing him in the rear of his cruiser, the trooper conducted an inventory of the SUV. During the inventory, Trooper Provost found Ziploc baggies, a bong, two large vacuum-sealed bags, and two duffel bags filled with marijuana, five large jars of extract of THC, and a large roll of $20 bills secured with a rubber band. In total, Dubach was trafficking more than 70 pounds of marijuana and 20 pounds of marijuana extract. Mr. Dubach transported to State Police Newbury for booking, where he is no stranger, and arraignment on new charges of unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle and trafficking in marijuana. As a matter of fact, the trooper really hit the marijuana jackpot on one defendant. Tonight, State Senate candidate Agawam Counselor Cece Calabrese holds a petition signature event at the Tank in Agawam.
Thank you so much, Brad. Glad to be back with you.
What's this I hear about you being in the Tank tonight? What is that about?
Oh, my goodness, yes, I'm going to be in the Tank tonight. So tonight, what's happening is what started off as just a typical campaign meeting for my volunteers for State Senate has turned into more of a Commonwealth-wide news story. And let me explain what this is. I'm sure your listeners are familiar with the fact that the state legislature has granted driver's licenses for illegals, people that are living in Massachusetts with less than legal status. And what has happened was a petition has been started and has been concluded to put that issue on the ballot this November. So what is happening is that Jim Lyons and other people from the Mass GOP are coming out to Agawam to distribute petition sheets. And what we need to do is we need to gather 40,000 signatures of registered voters on or before August 24th and get those signatures certified to get the question on the ballot so that the voters can decide what they want to have happen.
How stands your signature tally at the moment?
We just got the papers yesterday. The way the process goes is we file the petition. I'm one of the original signers of the petition with the Secretary of State's office. The Secretary of State then takes that petition, transmits it to the Attorney General, Maura Healey. She's required to draft the summary of the question, and she just got that done this week. The petition papers have been printed. They started distributing them in the eastern part of the state yesterday, and they're coming out here to western Massachusetts, to Feeding Hills, to distribute them to volunteers out in this area. And so what we're going to be doing is tonight at the American Legion, Post 185, people know that as the tank, from 6:30 to 8 o'clock, we are going to be distributing those petition sheets for people to take. You don't need any special training, but we do walk you through the process so that every signature is precious and it must be done correctly. So we walk our volunteers through that process so that there's no wasted effort.
Can you distill the Mass GOP's position on this this issue?
Yes. The question in summary reads, shall, the language that I'm going to give you isn't exactly how it reads on the petition, but basically it's asking the voters, shall people that are here in Massachusetts illegally be granted driver's licenses? And then the voters will vote yes or no. And we are asking the voters to vote no on that question. That's our position, that if you're here illegally, you shouldn't be given the benefit of a driver's license. And here's a big part of that reason why. As most people in Massachusetts know, we're a motor voter state. So if you get issued a driver's license, you're automatically registered to vote. And so if you're here illegally, you can register to vote. Now, it is incumbent upon the Mass RMV to verify documents of people getting driver's licenses, but we already know that the Mass RMV is not able to accomplish even the basic tasks that are required to make sure that people are properly licensed. One more wrinkle to this, Brad, and I know I'm rambling around, but this is really important. This is important. The same Massachusetts legislature, the state senate, on the same day that they granted the driver's licenses to illegal aliens, voted to make mail-in ballot permanent in Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
So that means, yes. And, you know, I hate to play the party politics, but it came down along party lines, making mail-in balloting permanent. Only three senators voted against that, and it's the three Republicans. The 37 other Democrats all voted with a progressive party line to make mail-in balloting permanent. So all these illegal aliens that are going to be getting driver's licenses, now they're going to be eligible to, you know, get universal mail-in balloting. And so now there goes the integrity of our election system.
Under what criterion are they being issued driver's licenses? Are they still required to pass a written and a road test?
In theory, what they're required to do. Yeah. Well, and as we know, I believe it was out in Quincy that the Mass RMV was just granting licenses without even having the benefit of a written or a road test. So that's why I say, in theory, what they're supposed to be doing is providing documentation from their home country that they have an adequate driver's record. You know, let's say from, you know, Uruguay or Ecuador or Venezuela. You know, so what they need to do is bring those documents to the Mass RMV. The Mass RMV now needs to verify that information back with the home country. Do you really see the Mass RMV doing that on an efficient and proper basis? Call me skeptical, but, you know, we've had how many, the Jarhead Motorcycle group, the Jarhead Motorcycle group, you know, they were wiped out by someone with a Massachusetts driver's license that should have never had that driver's license because of his violations just in the next state, never mind another country.
If we get into the way in which the registry has injured itself here in the Commonwealth in the last few years, which we can do, that's another conversation entirely. It does absolutely fold in Now, tell me who the marquee names are that you have coming your way this evening for the event.
Well, I'm told that the Boston Globe is actually sending a reporter out here to Little Agawam to do a story on it. Yes, yes. So the marquee name for me is Jim Lyons. He's the chair of the Mass GOP. This is actually his second trip out here for me. He came to my organizational meeting of my volunteers back in April. And then, let's see, who else is coming? Wendy Wakeman. She's the one that that put together our wonderful convention that we had in Springfield a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
We are probably going to have maybe one or two other candidates for local office. I believe Nick Boldiga is planning on coming by. I invited the candidate for Congress, Dean Martilli, Bill Johnson, who's running for state senate in the neighboring senatorial district. So not only are we going to be having volunteers, we're going to be having some candidates. People can ask questions. I'm going to be introducing my campaign manager, who's a wonderful local volunteer who really, he kind of accidentally stepped into the role.
Yeah.
You know, he's really been doing the job. So I said, okay, we're going to make it official. So I'm going to be introducing my campaign manager tonight, too.
Whichever way the cat jumps on this issue, does it still become a campaign plank for you in your run for the state Senate?
Absolutely. I have a three-tiered message, and that's balance, accountability, transparency. As I like to say, I'll be bringing my bat to Boston. Balance, accountability, transparency. We need more advocacy and less sitting back and just sort of voting how the wind blows out in the state Senate for this district.
Give me the when and where on your event tonight.
So it is at the American Legion at the Tank. That's 478 Springfield Street in Feeding Hills. It's tonight. Mm-hmm. Jim Lyons said he's going to be getting there around 6:30. We're probably going to be there at least until 8 o'clock. And we're going to set up both inside and probably outside in the parking lot. Some people might not feel comfortable with going inside because that's where my volunteers are going to be. And we're going to be talking about the summer campaign season. There might be people that want to come by that are saying, look, I just want to get some petition sheets and go. We'll accommodate those folks as well.
This is great. And I wish you a terrific event tonight. Well, you stay connected because we're going to talk more about
your campaign.
That's great. All righty. Our special guest on Pioneer Valley Radio, our good friend, Cecilia Catabrese. She is a sitting Agawam councilwoman. As always, we appreciate your time. We wish you the best of luck with your campaign.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cece. Is inflation relief coming our way in Massachusetts? California is now issuing inflation relief check to citizens in the amount of $1,050. Will Massachusetts take its cue from this? Well, the state put the kibosh on gas tax relief, as you know, so who can tell which way the wind blows on similar initiatives? Top legislators in the State House have been working to craft a relief bill instead. My somewhat jaded view? Don't hold your breath. Summer driving in Western Mass. Well, summer driving in Western Mass needs summertime attention. And it's a very different time of year with different concerns. Schools are out, more people are going to be on the road. And during the summer, there are more teen drivers on the roads, along with more pedestrians, bicyclists, motorcyclists. So when you're driving, it's always important to look twice. Now, according to AAA, seatbelt usage is down 4%. People are speeding excessively, and people are driving distracted and not sharing roadways. So what to do? Experts suggest to always wear a seatbelt, practice defensive driving, and never drink and drive. The obvious stuff. Okay, thank you for being with us. Our Friday show is on deck. We'll have that for you up online and available to you day and night on demand tomorrow, of course, Friday, on Pioneer Valley Radio. Thank you for being with us, and thanks to Cece Calabrese and everybody tuned to our program here online. I'm Brad Shepherd. We will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.